Imagine waking up in a world where electricity doesn't exist, where people believe the Earth is flat, and where your smartphone would be considered witchcraft. This is precisely the situation Hank Morgan finds himself in after a blow to the head transports this practical Connecticut factory foreman from 19th century America to 6th century England. Initially convinced he's surrounded by asylum inmates pretending to be medieval figures, Morgan gradually accepts his impossible situation. When brought before King Arthur and sentenced to burn as a sorcerer, Morgan's quick thinking saves him. Remembering a solar eclipse occurred on June 21, 528 AD, he threatens to blot out the sun unless freed. As darkness falls across the land exactly when predicted, the terrified court begs for mercy. Morgan negotiates skillfully, demanding appointment as the king's chief minister. When the eclipse ends, on his command, the former prisoner becomes the boss, second only to King Arthur himself. This brilliant opening establishes the novel's central tension: a practical, democratic American armed with scientific knowledge versus a superstitious, hierarchical medieval society. With newfound authority, Morgan transforms 6th century England into a democratic, industrialized society. He establishes schools, factories, telephone systems, and newspapers, all hidden from the general population. These man factories cultivate individuals free from superstition and servility. "I was turning on my light one candle power at a time," Morgan explains, carefully managing the pace of change. He creates a merit-based standing army and introduces a decimal monetary system. He even sends knights as traveling salesmen, their armor displaying soap advertisements, undermining knightly dignity while introducing cleanliness. Morgan's contradictory nature makes him fascinating. While believing in democratic principles, he functions as a benevolent dictator implementing change from above. He despises aristocratic privilege, yet creates his own exclusive position of power. He champions education, but relies on deception and magic to maintain authority. Aren't we all sometimes guilty of similar hypocrisy, preaching values while practicing differently when it benefits us? Through Morgan's modern eyes, we see medieval England stripped of romantic notions. This is a brutal, filthy, oppressive society where knights are thuggish bullies, the church rules through fear, and aristocrats live in luxury while commoners suffer in squalor. Morgan witnesses this reality during travels with the disguised king, encountering families devastated by slavery, arbitrary taxation, and cruel punishments. In one poignant scene, they find a family dying of smallpox, abandoned due to church superstition. Despite the risk, the king shows unexpected compassion, revealing that humanity can emerge even within corrupt systems. The novel's powerful indictment comes when Morgan reflects on the free men who couldn't leave their lord's estate without permission, had to use the lord's mill at inflated prices, and couldn't sell property without paying him. Morgan compares this to two reigns of terror: the brief, bloody French Revolution everyone remembers, and the other terror operating coldly over centuries, killing millions through systematic oppression. What is swift death by axe compared to lifelong death from hunger, cold, insult, cruelty, and heartbreak, he asks. Despite technological advantages and educational initiatives, Morgan discovers the deeply ingrained beliefs resist change. When the church places England under interdict, his supposedly enlightened subjects quickly revert to superstition, revealing progress's fragile nature. Don't we see similar patterns today, when crises often drives people back to familiar beliefs and tribalism? The novel's profound insight emerges through the relationship between technological and moral advancement. Morgan introduces impressive 19th-century innovations, telegraphs, factories, modern weapons, yet these fail to produce corresponding improvements in human nature. Instead, they merely amplify existing capacities for violence and destruction. This disconnect becomes apparent in the Battle of the Sandbelt, where Morgan's followers use modern military technology to systematically annihilate thousands of knights. The cold description emphasizes the dehumanizing effect. The destruction of life was beyond estimation. The dead existed not as individuals, but as homogeneous protoplasm with iron and buttons. This massacre represents the dark culmination of Morgan's civilizing mission. Twain suggests that technological advancement without moral development leads not to utopia, but to more sophisticated destruction. Twain masterfully contrasts romantic ideals with harsh realities throughout the novel. Morgan punctures knighthood's pretensions, exposing brutality beneath chivalry's veneer. When he defeats knights using a lasso and revolvers, he symbolically vanquishes the old order with modern pragmatism. Yet Twain's critique extends to 19th-century American idealism, too. Morgan's faith and progress contains its own naivety, reflecting American beliefs in manifest destiny and technological salvation. This clash appears most poignantly through Sandy, who describes a pigsty as a castle and pigs as imprisoned princesses. Through their relationship, Twain explores how cultural conditioning shapes perception. Morgan realizes Sandy isn't crazy. She simply perceives reality through her cultural lens, just as he does through his modern perspective. Their interactions highlight how one person's obvious truth can be incomprehensible to another based on worldview. Their marriage represents the novel's most hopeful moment, suggesting understanding across cultural divides is possible. Their relationship demonstrates how people can bridge vast cultural gaps through empathy and mutual respect while maintaining their essential natures. Hank Morgan embodies profound complexity, neither purely heroic nor villainous, but authentically human. This industrial Connecticut native genuinely believes in equality and risks himself during plagues to help others. His love for Sandy and Hello Central demonstrates his capacity for emotional connection. Yet Morgan simultaneously represents American imperialism and technological hubris. He imposes his 19th-century values on a society he deems inferior, displaying the quintessential American certainty that his way is best. Despite good intentions, he shows little interest in understanding the social structures he dismantles. He maintains power through technological manipulation, creating illusions of magical abilities, and responds to church opposition with devastating modern warfare. Morgan reflects Twain's ambivalence about American progress, embodying both the nation's ingenuity and democratic spirit alongside its cultural arrogance and capacity for violence. Through this flawed yet sympathetic character, Twain creates a mirror where readers confront their own contradictions and those of their nation. A Connecticut Yankee remains startlingly relevant today. Its exploration of technology's double-edged nature speaks to our anxieties about AI, social media, and climate change. When Morgan introduces modern technology to medieval England, the resulting chaos mirrors our society's struggle with disruptive innovations. The novel's warnings about technological hubris resonate strongly in an era of autonomous weapons and environmental degradation. The novel's strength lies in its refusal to provide simple answers. Twain doesn't merely satirize medieval superstition. He questions 19th-century American certainties, challenging the myth of inevitable progress. He examines contradictions within democratic ideals, showing how new forms of power can replicate old hierarchies. In our time of rapid technological change, Twain's masterpiece offers valuable perspective on the tension between tradition and innovation that has always defined human history. Through Morgan's tragic story, Twain suggests true wisdom lies in approaching both past and future with humility and recognition of human limitations. The novel asks, will our technological marvels advance civilization or merely provide sophisticated ways to repeat ancient mistakes?